Welcome to the first podcast for AdventureKidsLearning.org. In today's podcast, you'll learn how an idea was born that brought three organizations together to bring safe drinking water to a remote Guatemalan village, connect Wisconsin students via video conference, and make a real-world connection on thinking globally and acting locally. In October of 2007, Sandy Masterson and John Anderson of the Kenosha Water Utility contacted Kenosha Unified Distance Learning Facilitator Joan Rory regarding a pending project. Sandy and John, along with a team from Wisconsin Water for the World, were headed to El Adelante, Guatemala in April of 2008. Their mission? To build a water distribution system for the mountain village of 40 families. The El Adelante women trekked daily to the local spring and returned with their clay vessels atop their head filled with water. This daily chore was treacherous, to say the least, based on their 8,000 feet above sea level location, and took many grueling hours each day. Sandy and John's goal was to reach out to the students of Kenosha Unified with their experiences. By tying in video conference technology and links to current science and social studies curriculum, the team created an engaging, relevant learning experience. Science teacher consultant Chris Pratt aligned connections with the FOSS science kits and a fourth grade observation which included water evaporation. The team also felt that present-day Mayan culture should be included. A few challenges that the team faced were technology resources, or rather lack of resources, such as no electricity, and with that, no internet access. Cost of equipment is always challenging, so after researching and determining the best connection options, the team applied for and received an Education Foundation grant and received $2,500. Equipment was ordered: satellite modem, solar generator panel, and extra batteries. Skype was tested, teachers recruited, website created, agenda developed, blog posted, and everyone was geared up and ready to connect. Wait, I forgot to mention the malaria shots. Ouch! Next stop, El Adelante, Guatemala, for the Adventure Kids team. John and Sandy also recruited 11-year-old Emma from Verona Middle School to host the video conferences. Emma was part of the team because her mom, Ann Perry, led the Wisconsin Water for the World project. 11 45-minute connections took place with over 400 students from Kenosha Unified and Verona Middle School. Emma introduced each connection, and John and Sandy shared present-day Mayan culture, the technology required to connect, and compared water evaporation in Central America to Wisconsin. Wisconsin students showered questions upon Emma about Guatemalan children. Emma shared that children in El Adelante go to school from age 6 to 14, and school hours are from 6 a.m. till noon. Emma also said that many Guatemalan children get married around the age of 12. Boys grow up to be farmers, and girls grow up to weave beautiful cloths, make clothing, and raise families. Daily blog postings included pictures, questions and answers, and follow-up teacher resources. Based on the success of the 2008 pilot, the Adventure Kids Learning Project already is planning its next adventure to Guatemala in April of 2009 and inviting students from across the country to participate. Would you like your students to video conference with Adventure Kids from Mayan ruins or be part of the water distribution project? Visit AdventureKidsLearning.org and find out how you can be part of our next adventure. Gracias for listening to our podcast. And adios, till next time. Yeah.